Warren Chan runs an adult daycare in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. It's a storefront on 18th Avenue. Inside, two seniors are playing a lively game of ping pong while a small group of elderly Asian men and women concentrate on their mahjong game nearby. One or two seniors nod off in front of a big screen TV, and in the back, a handful of men are learning to use their iPads. Chan says the place used to be packed.
Right now it's about 15 to 20 per day. Used to be about 80 to 90.
Chan says competitors have been popping up all around him and luring his seniors away by offering them supermarket coupons and cash.
And they tell them, it's okay to take them. These are, you're not going to get in trouble for it because these are money from the government that's entitled to you.
Adult daycares get reimbursed by Medicaid around $70 for each person they serve in a given day. It used to be Medicaid would only reimburse adult daycares for a small population of seniors. But that changed when Governor Andrew Cuomo overhauled the medical insurance for the poor. Private insurance companies are now in control of Medicaid and will reimburse adult daycares for a much broader population. Advocates say that's what's causing the fierce competition for Medicaid-eligible seniors. Chan says operators that are making payments to seniors are putting him at a disadvantage.
These are actually kickbacks. That is illegal. But what we're doing is not illegal, but they actually smear us. But the seniors now think that they are the good guys.
At least one new operator denies giving kickbacks. But Susan Dua from Center for Independence of the Disabled in New York says the change in the Medicaid system is creating a Wild West environment.
Where business people who do not necessarily come from a mission-driven place or a place from within the community that is driven by the desire to respond to the community's needs could benefit.
Private insurance companies are reimbursed a set amount for each Medicaid recipient they enroll, and Dua says there's an incentive to enroll the healthiest individuals because they cost the least.
So if you're getting $3,000 for someone who costs you $500, you're going to make money.
To be eligible for adult daycare, a senior is supposed to need help with at least one daily living activity, such as toileting or feeding themselves. Those with dementia may also need supervision and qualify for the care. But at the Amico Senior Center, which is not an adult daycare, Director Joan Pastore says adult daycares are recruiting active, healthy people. At the three-story senior center, some seniors are having meals while others are playing mahjong, ping pong, or shooting pool. But the biggest draw, though, is the dance hall on the second floor, where dressed-up older men and women spin each other around as a DJ blares everything from Polish mazurkas to pop music. Pastore says at one point, an adult daycare was sending a white van and shuttling seniors away.
So their outreach is getting quite aggressive, and I say exploitive, that they're just picking up older adults, come, free food, free this, free that.
Several people at the senior center are familiar with adult daycares. A translator named Shirley asks two older Chinese women if they've ever been approached.
She said, somebody did ask her to go. She said, I don't want to go.
The two women say they heard they could receive gifts for going, but still prefer their senior center better and the friends they play mahjong with.
People does telling them that you go to their center, they give you money. $6 or $7 a day to give it to them, but they don't want to go.
Another older lady says she was also approached by an adult daycare and went and checked it out. But, she says, she resisted the strong sales pitch because she enjoys dancing at the senior center more.
They tell her that bring your white card and join the club, and they have things to give to you.
The white card is a reference to a Medicaid card. The tactics are irksome to Joan Pastore, the senior center director. She says programs like hers that regularly see their government funding cut have to submit to several monitors, while adult daycares freely receive Medicaid funds and no one monitors them.
That's the problem. There are no regulations put in place. There's no way to monitor these folks. Senior centers, again, for the well elderly, a lot more heavily monitored because we get government dollars, and the same should be in place. Someone needs to check, are these folks really in need to be in an adult daycare center? What kind of services are they receiving?
The state's Department for the Aging puts out guidelines for social adult daycares but has washed its hands of the problem. The Department of Health, the agency in charge of distributing Medicaid funds, says the private insurance companies are responsible for monitoring the services being provided. But at least one private insurance company says regulating an adult daycare is not their job. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.